Okay, this month's learning is sponsored by 5minutesoftorah.com, and the week's learning is sponsored by the Kluger family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Max Kluger, Barry Kluger, and Robbie Schoenfeld. So we're picking up on that Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We'll see what we'll do. We'll see what we'll do next week. But this is probably going to be true for the next blot or so. The main mahalach in Kiddush Chodesh Yibarshana, we spoke about. That's the Rav and the Brisker Rav that we didn't speak about. So here it's more Ha'aros. So we'll try to just raise some nekudos along the way. So one of the main topics that comes up on Yud Aleph and Beis in the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Ma'abnas Hashanim El Yehuda. The Mebrua Bagalil, it's Me'uberes. Yehuda, Rashi says Yerushalayim. Yad Ramah says it's all Eretz Yehuda, otherwise why not say Yerushalayim? The Ran says that as well. The Mefarish learns like, the Mefarish on the Rambam learns like Rashi. So yeah, Ein Ma'abrim Sashana El Yehuda, Ve'imibrua Bagalil Mubaris. Okay. Hey, Chanani Ish Ono. Imibrua Bagalil in Mubaris. It's Ma'akev. That's a Chanani Ish Ono. It's Ma'akev. But it sounds like Tanakhama doesn't think so. Amar Yehuda Breder Bishim Pazi, my time the Chanani Ish Ono. Why is it Ma'akev? That's what it sounds like in Gemara. Why is it Ma'akev? Amar Kala Shechna Sidr Shubas Hashem. Amar Kaldri Shat Adarish. Lehe Elav Shechna Shemakam. Fine. So the Tanakh, everyone agrees lechatchili, you shouldn't be ma'aber, you can't be ma'aber in outside of Eretz Yehuda, definitely in the Galil, whether it's Daf Yerushalayim or all of Yehuda's territory, fine. And then the Reb Chananya Ish Ono adds on, that it's also ma'akiv. What's the pasuk says the Gemara for Chananya Ish Ono, l'shichno sidrashu. So what's the makar for the Tanakhama that there's even a din l'chatchila? Where does that come from? I mean, we have a makar in the Gemara only for Chanani Ish Ono that it's ma'akev. But is there a makar for the Tanakhama, the first opinion, the Rabbanan, that l'chatchila you should be ma'aber only in Eretz Yehuda and not in the Galil? So where does that come from? So the Tzlach, in his commentary, Maseches Brachos, so he says, Pashup Shat, you read our Gemara and you read that Gemara, Pashup Shat, is that Chananya Ish Ono has a dindaraisa here of L'shechna Sidrashu. So he's a dindaraisa of Ein Ma'abrim Elab Yehuda. And if you're not Makayim that dindaraisa, it's not Mubaris, it doesn't work, it's Ma'akev. The Chachamim, the Tanakama, they have a Maile Midarabanan, Stama Chumar Midarabanan. It's a good thing, the right thing to do, Midarabanan, is to be Ma'aber in Yehuda. But if you don't, it's not a dindaraisa de Gedin, and it's not Ma'akev B'dieved. That's the Pashtus. What do they do with L'shichna Sidrashu? L'shichna Sidrashu Uvas Hashama. It means bringing karbanos. It has to do with karbanos. It doesn't have to do with Ibur Hashanim. So it's not Ma'akev. But he throws up his hands at the end of the piece over there, the Tzlach. He says, Ma'aseh Rabbeinu HaGadol posted karbanan. With the Rambam, Rabbeinu HaGadol, Paskins like the Rabbanan, like the Tanakama. Dimibru HaGadol, it's Yeh Muberes, meaning it's not Ma'akev. And yet, afapichin may be krad l'shechna sidrashu. So tzarachin gadol, what the Rambam is, his arkava trei rechshe. How could he have it both ways? How could he bring the Gemara's pasuk, which is for Achanani Ish Ono, which shows that's ma'akiv, and that's to support his din l'chadchila, which is not ma'akiv. The Rambam can't have it both ways. We'll read the Rambam, Kiddush HaKodesh Dalad Yud Beis, ve'ein ma'abrin es hashana ela be'aretz Yehuda. That everyone agrees to, l'chadchila, sheshchina v'socha, sheneamar l'shechna sidrashu. So then, what you should follow with, l'shechna sidrashu means ma'akev. That's what the Gemara said, l'shechna sidrashu means li'kuba, v'imibru b'galo is miyam u'beres. Rams mizak eshtar l'beitrei. Yes, I don't know. You look at the Arach Lener and the footnotes in the new edition for a little bit. But simplest is probably what the Netziv says. So before even the Netziv, but just to get to there, the Tosefta in Perek Beis of Sanhedrin is Mavuar, I think. Either someone could pull it out now and look, or I could check later. I think it's Mavuar that Chananya Ish Ono is actually Maskim to the Tanakama. That if you're Ma'aver B'Galil, it's Yemu Beres. So there's not even a machlokas, according to that. The Girsa and the Yerushalmi has something similar in the first Perek Sanhedrin. But even if they are arguing, even if there is machlokas, again, either I said the Tosefta wrong and it also has a machlokas, or that's how it is, that there's no machlokas according to Tosefta. But either way, if you look in the Shiltos, Rebbe Chaigon, so in Shilta Mem Vav, so you'll find that the way he had the Girsa was, the Tanakhama says, Ein Ma'abim Ela B'Yehuda. And then Hanani Ish Ono says, and if you are Ma'aber in Eretz Yehuda, it's Ma'akev. Okay, so there's a Machlokas Tanakhama and Rabbi and Hanani Ish Ono. Then the Shiltas has a Girsa, my Kra, following that, my Kra. It doesn't say my time of the Hanani Ish Ono or my Kra for Hanani Ish Ono. It says my Kra. And the Gemara and the Shiltas has the rest of the gears. It says, and the pasuk is from Leshichno Sidrashu. So then it's Siv, and the Hamak Shela there says that's what the Rambam had a Girsa like that. The Rambam thought that the way to read the Gemara, he had this Girsa, that first says the Tanakama, you have to ma'abil chatchila in Yehuda. Then says Hananish, oh no, and if you don't, it's ma'akev. Then the Gemara comes and says, and what's the pasuk for both of them? Meaning, what's the pasuk? There's even a value of being ma'aber in Yehuda, not the Galil. Leshichno Sidrashu. Yeah. The way I said it, meaning there's no. So Rabbi Perej, look, the Tosefta has. It's so what's that? It's just a hey. It sounds like in our Gemara, hey, it is a funny lashon in general. He's like made from the Tosefta. It would sound like, I guess, he's made on the fact that the Tanakam is correct, meaning that is the halacha. But there's in the Tosefta, there's no machlokas at all. But again, even if you have machlokas, the Shiltas has this girsa that it's a machlokas whether it's ma'akev or not. But the Ma'akra is going on the whole din, even lechatchila, not just the Ikuva, that there's even a value of being Ma'aber in Yehuda. So that's what the pasuk of the Shechna Sidrashu comes to say. Yeah, one other ha'ar. I can't finish this yet. And like maybe people. Well, you'll tell me if you like this even. But tell me if there's a diak in the Rambam that we just read. I don't know. It struck me this morning. But tell me if I was just overtired. V'ein ma'aber nes hashana, ela b'Eretz Yehuda. You're not allowed to be ma'aber the shana unless you're in Eretz Yehuda. Good taich. That's like Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn in the Tai Ching. They say that this ma'isa that when Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn teaches still the high school shir in Mor Shacholal, so we were teaching, they were learning the third parak of Beitza. You know this one? So the third parak of Beitza is Ein Sadin. So the Mishnah says, maybe I'm not going to remember the lashon exactly, Ein Sadin es hadag min habibar b'yantif. So Yitzchak Kohn was teaching it to the high school students, so he touched it for them. He wanted to explain the words. He said, Ein sadin es habibur, I don't do impressions. Ein sadin es a dog min a bibur b'yantif. You can't sad a dog from a bibur on yantif. So that's what I'm saying here. You can't be ma'aber the shana unless you're be'eretz Yehuda. Okay, that's the taich. So if we were writing the Rambam, what would be the next words, if you want to quote the pasuk? Shenemar l'shech no sidrashu. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, Ve'ein ma'aber es a shana. El Beretz Yehuda, Shehashchina Besocha, Shenemar Leshichno Sidrashu. Why does the Rambam makdim the source with a reason? You're not Ma'aber Beretz Yehuda, Ella Beretz Yehuda, Shehashchina Besocha, Shenemar Leshichno Sidrashu. The mashmas you get a little bit from the Rambam is that Leshichno Sidrashu is not a mucker. Tell me if you agree with this. The Leshichno Sidrashu is not a mucker. Again, when we read the Gemara, Leshichno Sidrashu is the mucker for what? It's the mucker that you're only ma'aber in Eretz Yehuda. When you read the Rambam, is that what he's saying? Ein ma'aber seshana ala b'Eretz Yehuda, she'ashchina besocha, she'nemar Leshichno Sidrashu. Doesn't sound like from the Rambam that Leshichno Sidrashu is not a mucker not to be ma'aber unless you're in Yehuda, but it's actually a mucker that the Shechina is in Yehuda? I mean, Kimaduma, that diak is correct. What to do with it, where to take that, I'm not sure. But you hear the, I just want to make sure, you hear the diak? He didn't say, in ma'aber seshana ala b'Eretz Yehuda, because it says l'shechno sidrashu. No. You're only ma'aber in Yehuda because the shechina is b'socha. Shenemar l'shechno sidrashu. Meaning, because the shechina is b'socha, as we know, l'shechno sidrashu. That shows that the shechina is b'socha. So I don't know, so maybe that also relates to the previous discussion, maybe you don't have to say like in a sieve. That the Shechno Sidrashu, the way the Rabbanan have the Pasuk, the way Hanani Ish Ono has the Pasuk, so it means that you have to go and be Doresh, and somehow that's a reference to Ibur Shanim. For the Rambam, maybe it's just teaching us that there's Shechina there, and apparently Shechina is the proper place, at least Letatchila, to do Ibur Shana. But it's not, it's not the same drasha that he's talking about as the Gemara. Second. Yeah, I don't know. I know love. That's a start of something. So then the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Ches, so he had this famous, we spoke about this a little bit when we spoke at the Rav's Mahalach. Ein machashmen kovim mechadashim ma'abim shanim ela ba'aretz Yisrael. Shnemar ki mitzion te tesora, the sogia and brachos and samach gimel. That there's a pasuk ki mitzion te tesora, which teaches you that, and udvar shem yishlayim, that teaches you that you have to be ma'aber, I'm sorry, be mekadesh, be koveya mekadesh chadashim and ma'aber shanim in Eretz Yisrael, not in chutz la'aretz. Vim haya adam gadol b'chachma v'nismach ba'aretz Yisrael, v'yatza l'chutz la'aretz, v'lo yinich ba'aretz Yisrael kamoso, harizim mechashim koveya chadashim ma'aber shanim b'chutz la'aretz. Yeah, if you're the gadol ador and there's no one quite like you left in Eretz Yisrael and you leave, then you can be mechashiv, then you can be ma'aber, then you can be mekadesh in chutz la'aretz as well. But if they know the lo shenasa Eretz Yisrael adam gadol kamoso ve'ein sarach lamar gadol menu harizah aser lekvo la'aber b'chutz la'aretz v'im aver v'kava v'iber lo asa klum. However, if you find out what's the lashon gadiyim nasim tayashim or the lashon the gemara there's. So if you find out that people were in Nizgadel and now you're no longer the Gedol Hador and you're in Chutz La'aretz, you can't be Ma'aber anymore because the Gedolim are in Eretz Yisrael. What if you violate that din? What if you are Mekadesh Ma'aber, etc. in Chutz La'aretz? It's no good. Lo asa klum. Usually the Rambam writes Enimu Beres. Here it says Lo asa klum. But maybe it's just because he's talking about Koveya Ma'aber, not Mechashi, but... so maybe you just couldn't be kol all those in Enam Uberis, and you didn't want to have to write Enam Uberis, Ve'enam Kadeshes, you know, so, Lo'asa Klum. Okay. So here the Rambam is basing himself clearly on the Gemara and Bracha Samech Gimel, right? That's the sugi over there, fine. He gives us a heter that if you were the Gadol Hador and you had to leave and there's no one else left like you, so then you're okay to be Ma'aber and Chutz La'aretz. And that's the Maaser Rabbi Akiva in Yivamas Kuf Tezvav, that Rabbi Kiva was Yored Lanahar Da, he left Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, he was Ma'aber Shana, and we assume, Tosfos point this out in Sanhedrin, Yivamas Brachos, that Rabbi Kiva is different, Shani Rabbi Kiva, Lo Yinech Kamoz Eretz Yisrael. He was the Gadol Ador, undisputed Gadol Ador. So we already made the Ha'ara from the Rav, that the Koach to be Mekadesh, to be Ma'aber, the Shanim, all of those Dinim, that's a Koach of Beis Nagadol, not Alts. Beis Nagadol being the Machriya Halacha, the Poske Ador, that's related to it, but really it comes from the Der Din as the Miyatske Ador, the representative of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who are Das HaKlal embodied. So even if you don't have a Sanhedrin that we're talking about, a Sanhedrin Nagadol, but if you have the Gadol Ador, you have Manish the top of the top, so everyone's Kafuf to him. He's the Baal HaMasorah of that generation. So everyone's Kafuf to him, he's the Baal HaMasorah. He also represents all of Klal Yisrael. And he was a samach, so we're still talking about the earlier generations. So he was able to do in chutz la'aretz, and we saw that Avni Nezer had a very similar approach to Soloveitchik in that regard. But be'emes, there's another diak in the Rambam here that there's another. Originally, I thought it was lulei divrei the Rav. You would say the following, but I think upon thinking about it more, this is more. This is with the Rav. This is even with the Rav. But there's another diak here in the Rambam in the way he writes this heter of lo yinich kamos b'aretz Yisrael. The mashmas, we'll say it this way. What's the pshat that if lo yinich kamoso b'aretz Yisrael, so what's the pshat that now he's the representative? So I get it. So the whole shtickle Torah is saying that if you're the Sanhedrin, you represent all of Klal Yisrael, and if you're the Baalei HaMasorah, also there's a din of Lo Sasser, everyone's kaf to you. So you also are representative of Das Klal Yisrael, because everyone has to bow down, everyone has to listen to you, everyone has to step out if you have an opinion on something. I get that. But now let's say Lo Yinyach Kamos B'Yisrael, B'Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says clearly, so for sure if someone's greater than you, but even if someone is exactly equal to you, so let's work with that example. Let's say Rabbi Kiva leaves to Chutz La'aretz, and then he finds out that Rabbi Kiva too, his exact match, his exact parallel, now exists in Eretz Yisrael. So now he represents Klal Yisrael less? Why? I mean, they're both equally the Gedolei Hador, no? they both represent Klal Yisrael. We'd have to listen to both of them. Los Hasar applies to both of them, meaning all the Svaris apply. It's the same thing. So he's in Chazars and he's in Eretz Yisrael, but who cares? They're both Gedolei Yisrael. So why do we have to dafka go with the one in Eretz Yisrael? What's the difference? Furthermore, if you go to the end of Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Hei, Sram tells us that if all the Gedolei Torah and all the Balei Masorah and all of them are found in Chutz Laretz, and there's no Jewish community left in Eretz Yisrael, Rachman Atlan, it can't happen. He says there's a Havtach, it won't happen, but if it did happen, should it happen, then there's no din of Lo Hinichi Kamos Be'Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, why don't we just apply the same thing? All of the Gedolei Torah live in Chutz Laretz. There's no Jews in Eretz Yisrael anymore. Okay, so now we have the Miyatzgim of Klal Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. The whole point of having Sanhedrin, and therefore the whole point of having the Gedol Hador in the absence of a Sanhedrin, is because they represent Das Gans Klal Yisrael. So then who cares if we have a community in Eretz Yisrael? And who cares if there's someone that's Kamosa by Eretz Yisrael? If I have the Gedol Hador in Bavel, so he should be Mekadesh, he should be Ma'aber, who cares what's going on in Eretz Yisrael? Like, why? There's another level here that's being missed, that's not being explained by the Shtigl Torah. Rabbi Kiva represents all of Klal Yisrael. That's true even if there's someone equal to him in Eretz Yisrael, very parallel to him. And that's true if there's no one in Eretz Yisrael. He represents all of Klal Yisrael. So what's this? What's the added level here? What are we missing in terms of what this din really represents? Of lo yimnicha kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael. People hear the problem? So Elamite. The pshat is, and again, I thought this was lulei d'Rav, but I think this is for sure what the Rav means also. The pshat in the tzorech for Eretz Yisrael, that's a t'nai in mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh and ibra shanim. It's a tzorech, it's a necessity, it's something that needs to be fulfilled no matter what. The case of lo hiniach kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael is not an exception to that rule. It's not that if you have lo hiniach kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Eretz Yisrael anymore. The pshat is that lo hiniach kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael is a kiyum in Eretz Yisrael. It's a kiyum in having a kiddush hachodesh and ibra shana in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Gedol Hador is doing it outside of Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? He's not in Eretz Yisrael. Well, how is that a kiyum in being kaddish, being ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael? So read the Rambam for a second again. Ein mechashme kovin chadashim u'ma'abrim shanim el Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you're reading along, great. You'll notice something, because I'm going to skip something. So if you're not reading along, so nothing's missing, right? I just said, if you're an Adam Gadol B'Chachma, you're a Musmach, you left Eretz Yisrael, there's no one like you left in Eretz Yisrael, all's good. You can be Mekadish, Ma'aber, Mechashiv, everything in Chutz La'aretz, correct? But if you are looking inside, then I skipped three words. What the Rambam says, "Vim haya adam gadol b'chachma, v'nismach be'eretz Yisrael," and he has smicha from Eretz Yisrael. If you look in Sefer Mitzvot, he has the same thing. Ela beis atzorech az efshal beis din asamach be'eretz Yisrael. What? If you want to tell me that he's a samach, so tell me he's a samach. And guess what? If you tell me he's a samach, I know he was musmach in Eretz Yisrael because that's where smicha happens. We're going to get to those gemaras on Yigimel Yadalid. So. Smicha takes place in Eretz Yisrael. He's a musmach. Okay, he's nismach be'Eretz Yisrael. Why does Rambam have to chip in here? He's a gadol b'chachma, and he's nismach be'Eretz Yisrael. Elamai, he left to Chutz La'aretz. So is it possible what the Rambam's trying to convey over here is that the pshat in lo hiniach kamosa be'Eretz Yisrael, the pshat is not that the chiyai gavna that you have a Rebbe Kiva who's such a gadol, who's the gadol hador, when even when he's not in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need Eretz Yisrael anymore because you have Rebbe Kiva. Is the pshat that no, Rabbi Kiva is a shtickler Eretz Yisrael dik also. Why is he a shtickler Eretz Yisrael dik? Because he's a musmach from Eretz Yisrael. He has a smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Nismach by Eretz Yisrael. What chalos is that? The chalos is that there's a connection. He maintains a connection to Eretz Yisrael even when he's in Chutz La'aretz. It's not that when Rabbi Kiva goes to Chutz La'aretz we no longer need Eretz Yisrael. It's that Rabbi Kiva brings a shtickler Eretz Yisrael with him through his smicha. And that's why the Rambam says, and if there's someone kamoso, mamish, exactly like him, not better than him, exactly like him, but he's in Eretz Yisrael, that's more Eretz Yisrael, dick. That trumps. And, the Rambam says, and later Doros, when we don't anymore, if we shouldn't anymore, have a kehila in Eretz Yisrael, but we do have Gedolei Torah in America, we do have Gedolei Torah in Bavel, so why can't we have Mekadesh and Ma'aber? Because the chain of smicha was broken. It's because the chain of smicha, one of the tnayim, it wasn't just that we have Das Torah in Chutz La'aretz. Instead, we have a Das Torah that was Nismach be'Eretz Yisrael, that had a smicha in Eretz Yisrael that maintained the Kesher. with Eretz Yisrael. If they maintain the kesher with Eretz Yisrael, okay, so then still you could still be Mekayim, being Mekadesh and being Ma'aber in Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz, because he's still Eretz Yisrael dick, even though he's not in the land itself. But the second that chain is broken, no matter how big and no matter how great the Lo Hinichu Kamosam in Chutz La'aretz is, it doesn't matter. There's no chain of connection to Eretz Yisrael, so we don't have that din anymore of Kimitzion Tetzei Sora. The Ibor and the Kiddush have to be Mitzion Tetzei. So how are they Mitzion Tetzei? Either by doing it in Eretz Yisrael with the Gedolim, or if we can't do it there, doing with the Gedolim in Chutz La'aretz, who are also Yotzei Me'eretz Yisrael, who are also Kimitzion Tetzei Sora. But otherwise, you can't have a din of Ibor HaChodesh and Kiddush, Ibor HaShana and Kiddush HaChodesh in Chutz La'aretz, even if you have someone who's a Gadol. This heter of Lo Hiniach Kamoso doesn't override the din of Eretz Yisrael. It's a kiyum in the din of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, Kimaduma, that's the pshat in the Rambam, and it accounts for the diuk and the two questions from before. And stomach goes hand in hand with what the Rav said. It's not that, this is not an alternative to what the Rav said. What the Rav said is true. The reason why, he was just explaining the other side of it. The reason why you need the Gadol Dor is because you need representing Klal Yisrael, Lo Sasser, Kafaf Tum Masorah, etc., etc. The reason why he needs to be Nismach and Eretz Yisrael is what we're adding. That you still need to maintain that connection to Eretz Yisrael, otherwise it's broken, the chain, and you don't have Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have Yibor HaShanah in Eretz Yisrael, so you're lacking that din. Yeah. Yeah, another ha'ara. So the Rambam, he brings this heter of Lo Yiniach Kamoso Be'eretz Yisrael. He brings that by Kiddush HaChodesh in Yibor HaShanah in Chutz La'aretz and Kiddush HaChodesh Aleph Ches. What about in Kiddush HaChodesh Dalet Yabez, where the Rambam says that you have to be Ma'aber Lechatchila in Yehuda, B'di'evet, it's okay, in Galil. But Lechatchila in Eretz Yehuda, there, the Rambam does not quote this heter of Lo Yiniach Kamoso. Meaning, what if we have a... What if Rabbi Kiva was in Yehuda, then he went to the Galil for a vacation, and then he decided he wants to be Ma'aber Lashana there? There's no one like him in Eretz Yehuda, so is Lo Hiniach Kamoso Be'eretz Yehuda? Can he now be Ma'aber in the Galil? Same din applies or no? So the Ram doesn't quote it. He only quotes it by Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, not by Galil to Yehuda. So the Ma'bit... Mavit says, Pasha, he's Samach HaMashach HaZub Le'el. He already wrote in Perek Aleph that there's this din of Lo Yiniach Kamoso Be'eretz Yisrael. The same Svara applies from Yehuda to Galil. It's the same Svara, meaning the same way that even though we Lechatchila need someone to be in Eretz Yisrael, if he's the Gedol Ador and he leaves Eretz Yisrael, he can be Ma'aber from Chutz La'aretz. So too, Eretz Yehuda to Galil, Ma'ashna, why not? He already wrote it, he doesn't have to repeat it again. That's what the Mavit suggests in Kiryas Sefer. But I saw my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shlomo Warman, our Rosh Hashiva, in the Sefer Kol Avi Noam. So he has a very nice, I understand most of it, he has a very nice mahalach here, different, to be mechalik between the two dinim, So the first thing he points out is that the Mefarish deals with this in his commentary on the Rambam. The first thing to point out is the problem is, what is that drasha of Kimitzion Tetzei Sora? Kimitzion Tetzei Sora means that all of Torah comes out of, whatever, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, however you want to learn Sion, in this case, Eretz Yisrael. All of Torah comes from there. So what does that do with Yibor HaShanah? What does that do with Kiddush HaChodesh? All of Torah is supposed to come from Eretz Yisrael, apparently. This is the Mefarish. Vim Tomer, Dizeh HaPasuk, Eino Mora HaGbalas Kviyas Chadashim Bavad. Hu Kolo, Kolo Torah Kula, Shenemar, Kimitzion Tetzei Sora. Uva Tshuva, Afal Pisha Pshat Mora HaZeh, Yogil Zeh HaPasuk Lanu Bezeh, Ha'inin shari hu mechlal ha-Torah, behol ba-Torah kula yotzeis mirushalayim, gamze ha-in yotzeis mirushalayim. I don't know. I don't even know how to say it in English. But you're right. It means all of Torah, which also includes Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibor HaShanah. So Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibor HaShanah also have to come from Yerushalayim. Okay. I don't know. You don't have to only make hamotzis when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to only you're not only allowed to do a chalitza in Eretz Yisrael. So how do you know that this one is the din is that it has to be there? I don't know how to connect the dots over here. But somehow this pasuk of Kimitzion Tetzei Sora, we have some clue that it very specifically refers to Yibor HaShanah Kiddush HaChodesh, and it means Kimitzion Tetzei Sora. But what Rav Wurman draws out from Rav Wurman is not alive anymore. He passed away. He passed away probably like 9 years ago or so. He was. It's hard to believe. He lived in Queens. I don't think he had a shul, but he was like part of the that Queens chevra of Talmid Chacham, like Rav Shmuel Shulman and others. So he was the Rosh Hashiva of Hank High School in Long Island, and he was like a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. His svarim are amazing. They're called Sheiris Yosef, mostly. This is not in Sheiris Yosef, this is in a sefer called Kol Avi Noam. But most of his svarim are called Sheiris Yosef. I forget how many volumes, but many volumes. They're not really in print. You could find them at used places, and you can find them online also, but they're not in print anymore. And they're just sugyas. Clear, sometimes long, sometimes short, very, very clear, all the Rishonim, very, very, whatever, an amazing, amazing writer, really an amazing writer, prolific writer also. He was at, he had, why you begged him for years to be a Rosh Yeshiva there. I don't know if it was last year of his life, but in the later years of his life, he decided he would become a Rosh Yeshiva in YU. I think he signed a contract, and then he had some back surgery that was really took a toll on him, and he, no pun intended, backed out of his contract. Because of that, and never became a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, but he was a Rosh Yeshiva in Hank. I think I remember him coming once on Yom HaShoah. But it makes sense. He wrote a book, I forgot what it's called. But he wrote a book about the Holocaust, his experiences. He passed away like nine years ago. So he suggests the following. He says, maybe I'll read for you some of his words. Ulefi daiti. Lo ne'amar oso apasa klal, meaning the pasuk of Kimi Tzion Tei Tesora, lo ne'amar oso apasa klal al hilchos ibor. That pasuk is not referring to the halachos of ibor. Remember, he's building off of the Mefarish here. That pasuk is not referring to the halachos of ibor. Rak da pasuk morer lanu, dekevan dekola Torah kula yotzim Yerushalayim. What the pasuk shows us is that just like all of halacha has to come from Yerushalayim, Shuv gam la halacha de ibor, so too Ibor HaKodesh needs Yerushalayim. In what sense? Not in Hilchos Ibor, but inan gedole Torah kigdole Yerushalayim shem gedola gedolim b'Torah tfei. What the pasuk tells you is that ki mitzion teitzei sora, that you need the gedole haTorah to paskin this shaila. You need the gedole olam, the gedole Torah, who are generally around Yerushalayim, to paskin the shailas or to be ma'aber. Neshanim to mekadosh lechadashim. Ulefi zeh shuvah pasuk lo asid legalos lanu makom shesham yeskayim ibor. It's not that the pasuk is telling you ibor shana has to take place in Yerushalayim or in a specific place. That's not what the Torah means to tell you, or the Navi means to tell you. That's not the pshat. It's not a din in makom. Rakta pasuk megal lanu mihe machacham shalem lasos as maisa ibor. It's saying kimitzion teisesora. Where do you find das Torah? You find it in Yerushalayim or in Gan Eretz Yisrael, which is close to Yerushalayim. Why? Because that's where the Gedolei Torah live. That's where you go. You go to Eretz Yisrael. You go to the Delishka Kazakazis to get a Psak Halacha. Because that's where the Gedolei Torah are. Not because there's a din that the Makom of Eretz Yisrael is Mesugal and Miyuchad and is necessary for Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana, but because that's where you'll find the Chachamim that are necessary for this Halacha. Make sense so far? That's what the Pasuk teaches us of Kimi Tzion Tei Tzei Sora. Shetzarech Lios Gedolei Torah Kedolei Yerushalayim Shehem Gedolim Torah Tfei Desham B'Yerushalayim Moshavim Shel Chachmei Torah. Fine. V'ulayha, that's kimitzion teitzesora, that's Eretz Yisrael. V'ulayha halacha de'ein ma'abrin ela b'Yehuda, that's from a different pasuk, not from kimitzion teitzesora. Kimitzion teitzesora, referring to Yerushalayim, and by extension all of Eretz Yisrael, means go to the chachmei Eretz Yisrael. They're the ones who have to pass in the shaila, they're the ones who have to be ma'abr the chadashim and the shanim. V'ulayha halacha de'ein ma'abrin ela b'Yehuda, which is from a different pasuk of l'shichno sidrashu, u'basa shama, Have halacha be'etzem ma'isa ha'ibor she'apasuk morer lanu she'etzem ma'isa ha'ibor tzarich l'skayim b'Yehuda. What does the pasuk of l'shichno sidrashu mean? It doesn't mean uvasa shama that you should go there to find the gedolei Torah. It means l'shichno sidrashu. There are certain dinim in the makom of Eretz Yehuda. There are certain dinim that exist or can exist only in that area of Eretz Yehuda. She'kol drisho shatadoresh tzarich l'skayim b'shichno shamakom. You need the shechina of the makom. V'ha makom hu dekoveyas ha'maisa ibor v'eino tali kla b'chacham ha'paol ha'meschalos ha'ibor. It's not about the people who live in the area of the shechina. It's about the shechina being there itself. What do you need for Ibor Hashana? You need Eretz Yisrael. Why? Not because you need Eretz Yisrael. Because you need chachmei Eretz Yisrael. You need Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. What do you need? What else do you need? You need Yehuda, Eretz Yehuda. Why? Because the pasuk says the Shechinah Sidrashu. Not because of the people who live in the area of the Shechina, because you need the Makom of Shechina. You need the area of Shechina. Says Rav Warman, he says he brought this to Rav Lazer Zilber. Rav Lazer Zilber was his Rebbe. So Rav Lazer Zilber loved it, and he gave him a smach from the Rambam that all of Parak Aleph supports him, and all of Parak Dalet supports him as well. We don't have time to get into it, but Rav Lazer Zilber thought it was correct. But what Rav Warman explained based on this is that there's two dinim in the Rambam. There's Ein Ma'abrim B'chutzlarz, and there's the Ein Ma'abrim B'galil. Ein Ma'abrim B'chutzlarz, he tells you there's a loophole. There's a heter of what? Lo yinich kamos b'Eretz Yisrael. Why is there a heter? Because really we never needed Eretz Yisrael proper. It wasn't a din in the makom. It was a din in Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora. Because Eretz Yisrael is where the Chachmei HaMasora always live. Okay, if the biggest Chacham HaMasora, if the biggest Gadol of the whole door moves into Chutzlaretz, assuming everything we said before, he still has a smich from Eretz Yisrael, he moves to Chutzlaretz, now you go there to get Ibra Hashanah and Kiddush HaChodesh. That's fine. The whole din was always Ki Mitzion Teitzei Sora, wherever it might be, wherever it might go. It's not a din in Makom. But L'shichno Sidrashu is a din in Makom. So the Rambam says, you could have a Lohiniach Kamoso be'Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlaretz, because the whole din was you need the person, not the place. But when you have this din of Ein Ma'abrin Ela be'Eretz Yehuda, that's not a din in the person, that's a din in the makom. That's a din in the Shechina Shorebo. That's a din in the Shechina being Basocha. So you can't have a Lo Hiniach Kamoso if he's on vacation in the Galil. I'm sorry, but that's not going to make it a din lechatchila of Lo Hiniach Kamoso that you could have a heter. It'll work with the Eved. But the din lechatchila is that you need to be in the makom itself. This is probably a stretch, and definitely because I was overtired, but maybe that's part of the pshat in that idea we had before in the Rambam. That the Rambam says that you're in Ma'abrin Ela Be'Eretz Yehuda. Why? She'ashchina besocho. She'ne'emar l'shichno sidrashu. Maybe the Rambam's drawing that into focus. She'ashchina besocho, meaning the reason why there's a l'shichno sidrashu is not because uvas hashama, is not because of sidrashu. It's because that's where the shechina is found. That's a din in the makom. She'ashchina besocho. You can't replicate that by going to the Galil when Rabbi Kiva's on vacation. Will it work with the Eved? Yeah, it'll work with the Eved. But you can't replicate that lechatchila. You can't move the makom of Shechina to somewhere else in the country.
This doesn't account for your zig in the Rambam before by Lohini Yechimoso, that is Bilvash, again, he had smicha in Eretz Yisrael, right?
It doesn't come up against it.
No. It just
unrelated.
Yeah. Meaning that's just a tenai, and have you there that this scuttle needs to have...
He has to be Eretz Yisrael, right. It's not that it was never a din in right. It's not a, that doesn't make it a din in the makom of Eretz Yisrael. It means you have to have an Eretz Yisrael de gachacham. This is what it means. Eretz Yisrael de gachacham on vacation.
But it's not an Eretz Yisrael because it's the smicha and smicha happens to be only in Eretz Yisrael. But just it's not a paid in Eretz Yisrael. It's just a din being the talmid chacham, which usually found in Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that he needs to have smicha is just the din that needs to have smicha. And where do you get smicha?
No, I mean, that might be true, but it might also be that there's something very fundamental about it, that smicha only exists in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, it's not just a coincidence that smicha only takes place in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, whether it's because of what we just saw, the Ruach HaKodesh, or something else, but that doesn't make it less... I mean, this mahal doesn't take away from the fact that it's din in Eretz Yisrael. It's just not a din in the makom of Eretz Yisrael. It's a din of avira in Eretz Yisrael. So he takes whatever that special thing is with him to Chutzlarts. Yeah, I keep saying vacation. Is it really okay? Is that really good? Let's say Rabbi Kiva went on vacation to Chutzlarts. Could he be Ma'aber or the Shana there? Anyone have a thought about that? Let's say Rabbi Kiva was the Gadol Or. He went on vacation to Narda. Yeah, relax in the spa there. So could he be Ma'aber once he's there on vacation? So Tosfos Yavamas on Kuf Tes Vav seem to say no. You need two things. You need Lo Yiniach Kamos Be'Eretz Yisrael, and it has to be an Ones. Meaning Rabbi Kiva Mishum some Ones had to go to Chutz La'aretz, and then he was able to be Me'aber the Shana when he was there because he had some Ones that forced him out of Eretz Yisrael. The Mashmah is that you need an Ones. It can't be otherwise. It'd be Lechatchila. You can't do Lechatchila. It has to be some B'diavad like that. I just happened to, it was recent, it's not like a memory thing, I happened to be looking at the Igeres of Bashir going, so listen to this. He's talking about the Shalshal Samasora. That's the whole letter that he's writing. He's talking about the Shalshal Samasora. And he says that you should know that even when the Chachamim were in Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Kiva, there were still time in the Chachamim, there was still a lot of Mishnayos available to be talked about in Chutzlarts, in Bavel. V'Rabbanan de Bavel, Kami Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The Rabban who lived in Bavel before preceding Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hava Islahon Masnisa, they also had Mishnayos. The thesis, one of the theses of Rav Shira Gaon is that Mishnayos, he's answering, we don't have time to get into all of it, he's answering a series of questions from the Chachmei Kerban. So one of the things he's trying to solve is that maybe we'll ignore the questions because it'll take too long. One of the things he's presenting is that Mishnayos existed well before Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It was just only put together, and then it's a subject to debate in the Girsos and Rav Shira Gaon whether it was written down or memorized again and then written down later generation, subsequent generation, but it was only compiled by the time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But Mishnayos existed well before that. And even when you find later Tanayim being quoted in the Mishnayos, you don't find so many earlier Tanayim being quoted. It's not because the earlier Tanayim didn't have opinions about things. It's because when we quote from the most recent, more often from the most recent memory. But the more recent Tanayim, we're quoting from previous Tanayim also. It's part of what he's presenting. So here he's trying to prove that there were Mishnayos in Bavel even before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi compiled the Mishnayos. So he says, Rabban of the Bavel, Kami Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hava Islohon Masnisa, Deha Havas Behon Torah Meruba. They had plenty of Talmud Torah there. Dehavu Marbitzin Beduchta De Mesifta. They had yeshivas they were teaching in. Disnan, as we know, Amar Rabbi Kiva Kishirati Lenarda La Abershana. So the mashmas in Rabbi Shira Gaon here is that Rabbi Akiva went to Narada to talk and learning with the other Tanaim to hear a new Mishnayos that he didn't hear in Eretz Yisrael. There's no mention in Rabbi Shira Gaon that there was any onus, that there was anything that pushed him there. It sounds like he was there because he had some other reason to be there. It's not an onus, no matter how you want to say. Maybe he had to go there because he had to learn, but it's not an onus. So the mashmas. Mashmah seems to be that Rabbi Shira Gaon didn't have this tonight, that it has to be an onus.
And doesn't say mention, also doesn't mention
anything. He doesn't say anything about it, yeah, but he doesn't say not. I mean, he doesn't say why Rabbi Yehuda went. He doesn't say why Rabbi Kiva went. Right. This ad that we see that he went, the way Rabbi Shira Gaon pitches it, is that he went to learn. That's, otherwise it's not a proof. According to Tosin in Yevamos, why did Rabbi Kiva go? Because, I don't know, the non-Jews were out for him, so he had to run for a couple days to Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't prove that there were Mishnayos to be learned there. Rabbi Shira Gaon thinks the motivation was just to go learn. So, yeah, the Tosa doesn't say one way or the other, but it's power.
Nah, this is nitpicking. Like, maybe there was onus to get back to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he was cutting it back. That was onus. So, initially,
here's a look at the Tosa and Yavamas and the Kuf Desbav, but yeah.
That's being nitpicking.
Right. The only thing is that what Rav Shira Gaon, maybe, the only thing is that Rav Shira Gaon is explaining is, again, this is what the Gemara says, right? Kishiradati, no, I'm sorry, I'm reading in the Hebrew. Kishiradati lenaharda la'aber shana. So the way Tosfos says is that he had to go there to be ma'aber because there was some shmad, you know, some like gezera that they couldn't be ma'aber shana in Eretz Yisrael. But it sounds like the motivation for going was Ibra Shana. So I guess for Rabbi Shira Gaon, he knew people would know a certain din or knew so had some traditions on the din. It doesn't sound like it was an ikum in getting back necessarily, but maybe. Okay, Vayitan the Gemara Nidalef Amud Beis Tana Rabbanan Im Ma'aber Shana El Biyom Im Ruv Laila Im Ubaris. You need to be ma'aber the shana in the daytime. If you do it by night, so it's in embarrass. Well, same thing with kiddush chodesh. How do we know? I'm rabba. My kara tikkun b'chodesh shovar because of chaginu ki chok hu liyisrael mishpelel keyakov. Right? Izu chag shachodim miskazabo havi omer zera shana uksiv ki chok liyisrael hu mishpelel keyakov ma mishpel yom al kiddush chodesh yom. So there's some. This is what Rashi says. There's some connection between Rosh Hashanah and Mishpat. So Kiddush HaChodesh is a type of Mishpat. Mishpat is Bayom, so too Kiddush HaChodesh be Bayom. Easy, right? That's what it seems from Rashi in the Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara also said that Ibra Hashanah has to take place Bayom and not Balayla, but there's no Makar for that here. The Gemara never mentions a Makar. Just for Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Rambam Dali de Beis quotes the Halacha, then, you know, in Kiddush HaChodesh Beis Ches, he quotes about Kiddush HaChodesh. In Dali de Beis, he quotes about Ibra Hashanah. But he quotes both, but he doesn't have a pasuk in either place, interestingly. He doesn't have a pasuk in either place. So if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, I mean, you saw the Sefer HaMitzvos, you saw the Rambam has a Mechilta de Rashbi, a different drasha. Minayin she'en ma'abim nesachodesh ela biyom, ve'en mekachin nesachodesh ela biyom. I'm pretty sure I read that wrong. I'm pretty sure it says in ma'aber mesashana el biyom vein mekachin esachodesh el biyom tamalomer shmarta esachuk azos lemoada miyam yamima Yamim Yamim, and it has to be by daytime, both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. That's a Mechil to the Rashbi. No. No, I take it back. You look inside. The Rambam says, Minayin she'in ma'abran es ha'chodesh el b'yom, ve'in mekajran es ha'chodesh el b'yom, yamim yamima. He does not quote a pasuk for Ibar HaShana still. He quotes a different pasuk for Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaChodesh of Yam Yamima that has to be during the daytime, not like our Gemara. That's something to work on. Why do you have a different drasha, or does he have both drushas? But he does not quote any pasuk for the fact that Ibar HaShana has to be by Yom and not by Laila. So the Mefarish you saw, the Mefarish says, there's a hekesh, some hekesh. You know that there's a din of Kiddush HaChodesh is only by Yom. So too there's a din of Kiddush HaChodesh of Ibar HaShana is only by Laila. The only by Yom, sorry. Rabbeinu Hillel in Toras Kohanim, Chaim Kanievsky quotes in Nasiyan HaLacha, so he has the same thing, a hekesh. But you don't have a hekesh. Where's the hekesh? Where does that? We don't have a hekesh in our Gemara. So the Netziv deals with the Netziv in Hamak Shela says, fundamentally, the two are connected. All of the Mo'adim are taloi in both Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana. And you find lekama v'kama dinim that they're similar, and asmechinu kra uvechad lishna. The pasuk refers to them both in shorthand as tikru osam mikray kodesh. All of these mitzvos are part of atem, are part of one din of kfiyas hachodesh and kiddush hachodesh and kfiyas moadim and Ibar HaShana. It's all one. So there is some sort of hekesh. Again, fundamentally, if you hold like the Rambam, you understand it a little better. There's one mitzvah. If you hold like the Bahag, they're different mitzvahs. Where's the hekesh? Where's the connection? The Ad Ramah says that just technically speaking, if you're Ma'aver the Shana, you're going to change when Rosh Hashanah is also. So you just technically impact Rosh Hashanah every time you're Ma'aver the Shana also. So maybe the Din is talking about Rosh Hashanah, then it also serves as a mucker for Ibar HaShanah as well. Yeah, but, we're makish, whatever, let's say it's a hekesh, we're makish, kiddush, chodesh. Actually, let's step back a second. How do we, from our Gemara, forget the Rambam for now, from our Gemara, so the way we learn that kiddush, chodesh is only by Yom, is from a hekesh to mishpat, to dinim amanus. So, we heard a chabur on this last week. So, dinim amanus, the din is maschilin b'yom, but you could have a Gemara din balayla, right? So what about by Kiddush HaChodesh? Could you start by Yom and finish by Laila? So l'chor, it's a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, on Chaf Hamad Beis. The Mishnah says, Ra'u Beis Din V'chol Yisrael, Nechgru Ha'edim, but V'lo Yispiku Lomar Mekudash Ad Shechashecha, Harezem Me'ubar. Tricky. Meaning it's Me'ubar, meaning it's not Mekudash, right? Meaning everyone saw, the Beis Din and Kol Yisrael saw, and Nechgru Edim, and they had the Edim, and everything was set up. But then they dilly-dallied. It took a little time until they got to sit down, to have the Gemar Din, to have Mekudash, until it was already nighttime. Then they tried to Mekadash Chodesh, Harei Zem Me'ubar, meaning their Kiddush is not Chal, rather it's a Chodesh Me'ubar, meaning it's a Chodesh Malay now. Good? Sounds like Kiddush Chodesh Belayla doesn't work so far. If everyone saw it, why are we having this? What's this chakiras edim we're talking about? Even if you had the whole, everything was taken care of, as long as you didn't have the mekudesh mekudesh during the daytime, it's going to be meubar. There's not going to be a kiddush chodesh because you're trying to be mekadesh balayla. Until it became night, it's not going to be mekudash. So who cares that we started with the edim? Meaning, it's not. No matter what happened during the day, it will not be mekudash balayla. The havamin is the following. The havamin is that chakiras edim is tchilas adin, umekudash mekudash is gmar din. So tchilas adin took place by yom, nechgro edim by yom, gmar din is mekudash mekudash. That took place by layla. V'liktesh balayla. So the Havmin says the Gemara is that as long as you started the Din Torah during the day and you said Mekudash, Mekudash Balayla, it would be Mekudash, it would work. Why would we think that? If you started by day and finished by night, what do you mean? Ein Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. The Gemara says, Mide Dahava Dine Mamanas, just like Dine Mamanas. Disnan, Dine Mamanas done in Biyom, Begon Balayla, Hachnan Mekadash Balayla. That's what you would think. Kamash Milan, that's not true. That's what the Mishnah was trying to teach us. That even if you started with Chakiras Ha'edim, you had Mamish Nechwe Dusam, everything was taken care of, the Tchilas Ha'din got started all during the daytime. Tchilas Ha'din, notwithstanding that it's during the daytime, if the Kiddush HaChodesh takes place at night, it is not Mekudash, the Chodesh will be Male, will be Mu'ubar. Everyone with me so far? That's the Gemara. Clear? What? No? No?
Yeah.
Clear. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema HaChanami. Maybe Taka, yeah, maybe it should be Mekudash Balayla, just like Dinim Amnus. After all, they're related. Amar Kra, Kichok Li Yisrael Hu Mishpat LeYaakov, Emas HaVechok, Begmar Din, Bekakar LeRachmana Mishpat, Ma Mishpat Bayom, Af HaChanami Bayom. So just Pashtus, what the Gemara says here, is that you would think that it should parallel Kiddush, should parallel Dini Mamanus, and therefore as long as you started by day, you could finish by night. And the Gemara comes back with Exeris Kassav. No, the Pasuk says, Mishpat hu lelekei Yaakov, ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelekei Yaakov. The chok, says the Gemara, is the Gemara Din. The Gemara Din is being referred to as the Mishpat, which means the Gemara Din is being referred to in Hekesh with Dinim. Mishpat is Bayom, so to the Mishpat of Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom. What's the Mishpat of Kiddush HaChodesh? The Gemara Din. So even if you started Haskalas Adin Bayom, the Gemara Din always has to take place Bayom. That's what the Gemara says we really learned from our Pasuk that the Gemara here in Sanhedrin quoted. Still clear, or did I lose anyone? Okay. So Saratskin here has a Chakira. What's the Kamash Milan? Is the Kamash Milan now that, oh, you see that really Kiddush HaChodesh is not like Dini Mamanus. It's really like Dini Nefashos. And because it's like Dini Nefashos, even if you had a Haskalas Adin Bayom, you have to have the Gemara Adin Bayom, you can't have Balayla. Or no, it's still similar to Dini Mamanus. It still has that Hekesh Dini Mamanus, but with a tweak, it gets tweaked a little bit, that the Xeris HaKasav is that Mekudesh has to be said during the day. So he says it's the Machlokes Rishonim. You have to look at Rashi there in Rosh Hashanah. He has a Rabbeinu Hillel in Toras Konim and the Ramban in Bav Basra. I'll read you the words of Ramban in Bav Basra. Nish Nochlin. Deshavya Krak Dini Nefashos, Afilu Gemara Din. Meaning, the Pasuk was coming to tell us that Kiddush HaChodesh is like Dini Nefashos, and therefore all of it has to take place at nighttime. But this is the part that I want to get to. He has a Chidush HaEran there that's very Gishmak, and then the next part of Malcolm is great. The Chidush HaEran says like this. The Chidush HaEran is famous. The Chidush HaEran is famous, but the next part is what helps us. The Chidush HaEran says, what's the pshat that as long as you have Tchilas Din Bayom, you could have a Gemar Din Balayla? How does that work? So the Ran says that the pshat is that if you have a Tchilas Din Bayom and the Gemar Din is Balayla, the Gemar Din is Nigrar Basar Tchilaso. Mashal, if today is Rosh Chodesh and tonight after Shkia I start eating, or let's say tonight after Seis HaKochavim I start eating, I do not bench with Yalav Yavo, correct? It's after Rosh Chodesh. What if I start in the afternoon and I go through Shkia, even though it's nighttime, I still bench with the Yalav Yavo. Why? So the post can say, because there's Ran. The post can say, because it's Nigra Basar Tchilaso. Your Suda is looked at as a daytime Suda because you started in the day. The Iker is the Tchila. So if you started during the day, even though you finished by night, you didn't eat at nighttime. This wasn't dinner, this was lunch. Lunch went long. So it's very common in the community. You could start lunch during one day and you could end in a different day unless you follow the rules that are outlined by your local Orthodox shul. But if you don't follow the rules, you could have a lunch that spans all the way from the daytime to the nighttime. So when did you eat your meal? Was it lunch or supper? It was lunch. Elamai, it finished after nighttime. But it was lunch. So Shadin and Basar Tchila, we go from the beginning. Okay, so Haschalas HaSu'uda was during the day, and then it was Nimshach till the Laila. So Nigrar HaSof Basar HaTchila, and it's considered a daytime meal, and therefore you bench with Yalav Yav. Or Ritzei on Shabbos, whatever. Matzah Shabbos. That's the Pshat, says the Ran, also by Din. The Pshat's not that by Dini Mamanus, that you don't need daytime for the Gemara Din. The pshat is that if you start in the daytime, you do have daytime for the Gemara Din also. Because the Gemara Din is Nigrar Basar Tchilaso. I'll read it to you. V'adai hainu taima, dekev na'av tchilaso biyom, gemaro nami basar tchilaso shadinan lay. Uche'ilu nigmar bayom. Don't need already have. It's not the pshat that you don't need daytime for the Gemara Din. You have daytime for the Gemara Din as long as you started the Din during the day. Dami. V'chevan shekein, bedinu dinakad shelam afreya. So says the Ran, the same thing should be true for Kiddush HaChodesh. Aval ki maskinan de gmar nami ba'inam b'yom. What we learn by Kiddush HaChodesh is that you don't do this shtick of going baser the tchila. You only have that by Dinei Mamonos. You don't have that by Kiddush HaChodesh. Gmar nami ba'ina bayom. You need the actual gmar to take place during the day. Ama lo shadinan le baser tchila, so el acher shash nigmar bo. B'kevan shekein, heyach nekadish to lamafreya. So you can't have a Kiddush HaChodesh lamafreya. So the Ran says what happens here is that there is a hashva'a between Kiddush HaChodesh and Mamonos. But by Mamonos, there's this concept that as long as you start during the day, the Gemar Din is also during the day. Not that you don't need the daytime. You do need the daytime. You always need daytime for a Gemar Din. Elamai, by Dini Mamonos, we shadi basar tchila. By Kiddush HaChodesh comes the Gzeres Chasav and says, no, choku mishpel like Yaakov, even the Gemar Din has to be by day itself. You don't have this fancy thing about going basar the Ikara. So far, so good. So that's a Gishmak. That's the Ran. So what's very geshmak is, and Reb Sureskin quotes this, is that the Or Sameach, in the second paragraph of Kiddush HaChodesh, he says a beer in this. He says what the pshat is. This is very, very geshmak, and it's going to be, again, it'll be relevant later. So he's also, V'tayma nira, d'bechol makom kabalos edus havi k'tchilas adin. Upsak besin k'gmardin. In every case of dinei mamonos, so being makabal the edim is the first step, the gmardin is the last step, is the final step. D'al pi edim, Anudanin. Vim inyan ha'edim emes, ha'din ha'vidin. Vim eno emes, sugam ha'din batel. The edim are the start of the din. Why? Because everything goes based on the edim. If the edim come and say honest testimony, we're going to have a gemar din. If the edim come and get refuted, we're not going to have a gemar din. But everything depends on the edim. So they're the start of everything. They're the haskalas ha'din, the edim. V'kicha shavta ha'din le'din, al-karch l'tachshav ha'edas she'al-piha, so for sure, the edus is the beginning of din. Aval bekiddush hachodesh. Listen closely. Aval bekiddush hachodesh. Halo kabbalas haedus eino ella alila l'mashi yadunu v'yikadshu based in hachodesh. What's the point of kabbalas edus by kiddush hachodesh? It's just a hechatimtza for us to say mekodesh mekodesh. We're just being mekabel edus that we can say mekodesh mekodesh. Dechi nimtzu zomim omutim achar shekitzu based in hachodesh lo batal kiddush. Let's say we find out that these Edom were Edom Zomim, they were Shakranim. Let's say that they were just mistaken. They weren't lying, but they were just mistaken. So what, we take back our Kiddush HaChodesh? No. Atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mezidim, atem afilu anusim, whatever the girsas are. So even if there's a talus, you keep the din. You need Edom to jumpstart the Kiddush HaChodesh, but it's not pshat that the Edus is the beginning of the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Edus is not really related to the Kiddush HaChodesh. The Haraya, if the Edus would fall apart, the Kiddush HaChodesh would still remain. So the Or Sameach says that it's not the pshat that you're being mekadesh al pi the edim, ela shebi sibasan based in mekadshin. Because of that, by Dini Mamonos, when the Edim come, that's the start of the Din. We're only judging a case based on the Edus of the Edim. So, Tchilas HaDin is the start of everything. I should say, Kabbalah's Edus is the Tchilas HaDin. And then you can have a klal of Shadinan Sofa Basari Karo, and we look at the nighttime Gemar Din as really a daytime Gemar Din, because the whole thing started during the day with Kabbalah's Edim. By Kiddush HaChodesh, Kabbalah's Edim isn't really that meaningful. The Haraya, if the Edim were wrong, if they were lying even, we would still have a Kiddush HaChodesh. What does that show you? That the Kabbalah's Edim is not really the Tchilas HaDin. The Tchilas HaDin is really the Gemar Din. The Tchilas HaDin is really the Mekudesh Mekudesh. You need Edim to come in order to get to the Mekudesh Mekudesh. That's just the Hechatimsa. That's just a Tanai to get to the Kiddush HaChodesh. But the only real Iker part of the Din is Kiddush HaChodesh itself. Oh, if that's true, then you can't have this Din of Shadina Basar Tchila. If that's true, then even if you start during the day, says the Gemara, even if you're Mekabel Edim during the daytime, but then it's Nimshach until nighttime, and you're saying Mekudesh Mekudesh by night, that's not enough. Not because Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh is like Dinei Nefashos, like the Ramban says. It is like Dinei Mamonos. But here, it's the Dinei Mamonos that doesn't have a Tchilas HaDin, doesn't have a Kabbalas Edus. That's what the Gzeres HaKasav is telling us. It doesn't have a Kabbalas Edus, that's a Tchilas HaDin. If it doesn't have a Tchilas HaDin, then you can only go by what you have, which is the Mekudesh Mekudesh, which is the Gemar Din. That took place by Lailas. That's not going to be good. So you take a have a full Hekish. It really is like Dinei Mamonos. But the Gzeres HaKasav is telling us this slight difference between the two of them is that you can't start during the day and finish by night because you don't really have a Tchilas HaDin to Shadi Basar to go after when you have the Gemar Din take place at night. Okay, I wanted to say one more, maybe thing on Yud Beis and Aleph, but B'lin Adar Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll get to Yud Beis and Aleph. And hopefully we'll also hear a Chabur from Willie next week. Okay.